Welcome back, friends. I'm Chef Walter. The topic of today on Flavors and Knowledge is about food waste in America. We know that we have a major issue in our country, and we cannot seem to grasp under severity of the economic and the social losses. In the United States, food waste is estimated at between 30-40% of the food supply. Estimates from USDA Economic Research Service states that 31% food loss at retail and consumer levels corresponded to approximately 133 billion pounds and 161 billion worth of food in recent years. These are truly staggering numbers. Of course, this amount of waste has a far-reaching impact on our society, because very often, perfect, wholesome food can help feed families in need, instead of sending it to the landfills. In addition, land, water, labor, energy, and other inputs are used in producing, processing, transporting, preparing, storing, and disposing of discarded food, and all of this constitutes a widespread loss. Food loss occurs for many reasons. Firstly, there is a spoilage which occurs at every stage between the production and the supply chain. Food can spoil during the drying, milling, and transporting, which expose food to be damaged by insects, rodents, mold, bacteria, and other elements. There is also food loss in technical practices such as inappropriate cold storage, overly extended inventories, and discarded blemished produce. We as Americans need to play a serious part in the national food waste. Chefs especially understand the need of reducing waste, because the contrary would amount to major losses in their operations. I have a few suggestions for us. First, let's try to reduce food waste at the store when dining out. You can plan your shopping list carefully before going to the grocery store. Write down the meals you like to prepare during the week, and before that, take a good look at what's in your refrigerator. Chances are you may have enough ingredients to cover at least 3 days of the week. Once at the store, stick to your diet and the list that you have compiled, and don't fall in love with the new and improved label, which is probably nothing more than a marketing ploy to lure you in. Don't hesitate to buy those so-called ugly fruits and vegetables that other consumers reject. Remember that most shoppers are uncomfortable with those products because they themselves really lack of ingenuity and creativity. Very often, those ugly products are discounted and are perfectly safe and nutritious. When eating out at your favorite restaurant, ask for a smaller portion, maybe splitting a meal with someone, which will prevent plate waste and you from overheating. Leftovers are also a great way to get another small meal and don't waste any food. And if you are in the kitchen, firstly, always check the temperature setting on your fridge. Keep your temperatures at 40 Fahrenheit or below to keep food safe. Freezers should always be at 0 Fahrenheit. In addition, various areas of your refrigerator may have a higher or lower output of cold air, and having that information may help you to store foods differently and maintain freshness and quality. Another great way to reduce food waste is to utilize your freezer, where you can store foods that you are not using quickly. Cook some of those wilted vegetables and place them in bags in the freezer. They could be very useful when making a soup, a sauce, a nutritious spread, or a filling for just anything, from pasta to savory tarts. Check your fridge often. Rotate foods based on purchases date, with the oldest placed in front. This practice will offer you suggestions on what to make for the day. Learn about food products' dates. Most consumers make confusion between the dates that appear on the packages. This confusion is responsible for about 20% of consumers' food waste. Except for infant formulas, manufacturers are not required by federal law or regulation to place quality-based date labels on packaged food. Manufacturers apply date labels at their own discretion and for a variety of reasons. The most common is to inform consumers and retailers of the date to which they can expect the food to retain its desired quality and flavor. Be creative and have fun with cooking, so don't be intimidated by those ugly fruits and vegetables, but turn them into delightful compositions. Nobody will know the difference, and everyone will love them. In conclusion, don't leave perishable food out for more than 2 hours. If temperature is a 90 Fahrenheit, food should not be left out for more than 1 hour. If you are working on any particular diet, be mindful of the serving size and the nutritional label in helping you on the portion size and maintain a sound health and wellness program in place. These are just simple practices, and I hope they are going to be useful to you. And that is all for the segment. Subscribe to Flavors and Knowledge on your preferred podcast platform. And if you have a chance, follow us on our YouTube channel on the Chef Walter's Cooking School. Keep your eyes on the fire, and thanks for listening. Ciao, ciao.